Five Gulf states and the federal government announcing a massive settlement with the oil giant BP to resolve legal claims from the 2010 Deepwater Horizon oil spill. The British oil company will pay $18.7 billion over an 18-year period to compensate for damages, both environmental and economic. NPR's Debbie Elliott, who has been covering the spill for years, joins us now from Alabama. And Debbie, how significant is that $18 billion for BP?
Nearly $19 billion. It's a huge amount. It's a record amount for an environmental disaster. But we have to remember, this was the worst offshore catastrophe in U.S. history. 11 rig workers were killed. Oil spewed for 3 months, something like a little over 3 million barrels of oil going into the Gulf, fouling beaches, wetlands, wildlife across five states. And it put a lot of people out of business for a significant amount of time.
And is the money going to go to individual fishermen or oil workers who were left unemployed? Are they going to see any of that?
No, you know, BP had already reached a settlement with the private oil spill victims and the individuals and the businesses who were affected by the spill. So this is strictly a deal with governments. We had been waiting for a New Orleans federal judge to rule on Clean Water Act fines against BP. He had already found that the company's gross negligence was to blame for the spill. So before he ruled, the parties were able to come to an agreement. This deal will cover the liability under the Clean Water Act. It also covers claims for environmental and economic damage to state and local governments along the Gulf Coast. And also, BP has included money in this deal it's money that BP would have had to have paid to restore the natural resources of the Gulf of Mexico under a program called NERDA, the Natural Resource Damage Assessment. So that was underway, and BP is now settling its claims under that as well.
Well, let's listen to some of the reaction that came in today. Here's Alabama Governor Robert Bentley.
And while today's news will never be able to make up for the loss and the hurt experienced by so many Alabamians, it is a good step forward towards making Alabama whole again.
Debbie, what are other states and public officials saying about this, and what about environmental groups?
You know, environmental groups have greeted this with, I guess, they're glad to see it settled in such a short amount of time. This is 5 years since the spill. But they're also saying, okay, now let's see what the money does. Let's make sure that state and local governments and the federal government use this money for what it's intended for. Let's use this money to restore the Gulf Coast. And let's not use it, say, to build a new hotel on the beach, which is something Alabama has planned with some of their money.
So does this close the book on further lawsuits over this spill?
You know, it's the biggest biggest single liability that BP faced. There is still an outstanding class action from shareholders, and there are some individual people who opted out of that big settlement I told you about who may take their chances in court with BP. But generally, this is the biggest thing that BP had been facing. They've structured this payout now over 18 years, and it gives the company some certainty. BP CEO Bob Dudley called it a realistic outcome that provides clarity and certainty for all parties.
NPR's Debbie Elliott joining us from Alabama. Debbie, thank you.
Thank you.